Tiffany Lankus, welcome back to Press Pass.
Thanks for having me.
The last time we left off, the Buffalo School Board had not conducted the reorganization meeting, so you covered that evening, and now we have new leadership. Barbara Seals-Nevergold is now school board president. Give us, if you can, some insight on what you witnessed that night, first of all.
You know, that does tend to be one of the more calm meetings of the year. It's a very happy occasion. You have people that are newly elected to the board. There's a lot of excitement and enthusiasm. And for the most part, peace among the group. Everybody was kind of watching this because obviously the makeup of the board has changed and, you know, it's anticipated there will be a significant shift in the power control. Your listeners probably remember prior to the, quote, reform majority taking over, you had this block that was led by Barbara Seals-Nevergold, and they did, again, opt to make her president. What was kind of interesting is as the board has flipped, you know, changed hands over the years, kind of going back and forth between these two camps, usually they will offer kind of an olive branch to the other side and give somebody from the other group a vice presidency. That did not happen this time. Sharon Belden-Kampman and Teresa Harris-Tigg, both veterans of the board, are the new vice presidents, and so they did cut out the three remaining members of the reform group, Carl Paladino, Larry Quinn, and Patty Pierce. So, you know, that was just kind of an interesting, perhaps foreshadowing of, you know, what may come.
And you noted in one of your tweets that all the new board members voted for Nevergold.
This is usually a fairly scripted, I think, event, too. People know who they're aligned with before they go into this meeting. People know who they're aligned with when they go into the election. The union did have a big victory this time around because the people that they endorsed and supported all won seats on the board, ousted Jim Sampson, ousted Jay McCarthy. So it's kind of funny when you sit there at these meetings and there's this very procedural, you can kind of tell it's all been talked about. This person nominates this person seconds it, everybody votes, there's no conversation whatsoever about it. So, you know, and you very much saw that play out this time, kind of this robotic nomination process that resulted in this leadership.
Is there any indication how Seals-Nevergold will go about her presidency, working with, of course, the new board members, the three older board members that have been there, and, of course, the superintendents?
You know, the best indication might be her previous tenure as board president before the last election in 2014 when the board changed hands. And this was during the Pam Brown days, too. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic to watch because Pam Brown was obviously a superintendent that Barbara Nevergold was part of the group to bring her on board. I think at the time when Barbara was president, you know, it was perceived at least that there was a very tight alliance between Pam Brown and the at that time majority group on the board. I don't know that that's going to be the case with Cash. And so he's kind of the wild card in this, is we have a board that seems like it may fall along the kind of traditional lines. But we have a superintendent who's managed to come into town and I think play the middle really well. Some of my colleagues that have been at meetings since then, Cash kind of stands on his own. He does not seem like he's bending at this point to the politics one way or another. So how Barbara leads the board could be a little different this time around because we have a different superintendent who seems very firm in his own ideas and his own plans for how he wants to move the district forward. So that will be an interesting dynamic to watch how this plays out. This is often a tension in districts, and particularly urban districts, the tug of war between, you know, who's holding the reins, the superintendent and the school board. And sometimes school boards don't like superintendents when they come in and push back against them.
And while it seemed that Seals-Nevergold supported his job review, there was some talk behind the scenes that she isn't very supportive of him.
Right. One of my colleagues did obtain the individual evaluations that were done, and both Nevergold and Sharon Belden-Kampman were more critical of Cash than some of the other board members, and the area they were particularly harsh on his performance were in how he communicates with the board and how he shares information with them. This district and this board has been no stranger to power struggles, and I don't know if that's any indication there could be one looming ahead, but I think some people are anticipating there might be.
How has Carl Paladino's demeanor been since he's returned? You know, he's been so wrapped up in the Trump campaign.
Carl has been passive, perhaps unusually so. You know, he has obviously been very involved in the Trump campaign. You know, he's really put himself on a national stage and continues to be involved there and likely will be through the rest of this election. You know, and he is obviously back sitting in a seat where he's not in the majority. You know, they had 2 years where they had some, you know, influence on the board just through their votes alone. Now he's back kind of to the place where he started, where he doesn't necessarily have the votes on the board to do what he might want to get done. So that'll be interesting. You know, we're kind of in this quiet period of summer now. You know, the new board just started in July. They just had their first meeting. They really don't meet often until the school year starts. But when the school year starts, you know, this could be the calm before the storm. We'll see what happens when this group starts convening on a regular basis. That said, you know, and you and I have talked before, you know, when it comes down to what is the district doing and what's the focus, what's the initiative moving forward, everyone, you know, on both sides has kind of seems to have unilaterally embraced what Cash wants to do in the district, the community schools, the lower class sizes, more focus on literacy, the new high school program. So, you know, kind of the core pieces of his education plan moving forward, you know, it doesn't seem like there's any reason for there to be a whole lot of controversy around.
Tiffany Lankus, always a pleasure to catch up with you on the Education Beat. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.